Says Vatero so kitovu, David in a word, that she saw that the house. It was illuminated. Now, obviously that's a medrash, but there's a pshat to the medrash, as there's a pshat to every medrash. Gabi, what's the pshat to this medrash? Why would you say ki tov means that there was light? Thank you. Beautifully done. That when the first time that expression comes up in the Chumash, the pasuk says, Vayar Elokim Esaor ki tov. So Vatero so ki tov hu means that there must have been light. That's obviously a medrash, but the medrash is very sensible according to the pshat of those words. And the Rashbam, as you saw, came at it from a different angle. And the Rashbam says, what's his starting premise? He says, you can't read the pasuk as saying, Vatitzpeneu shlosha yirachim, that she hid him for 3 months because... Yehuda? Because he was good. After all, every mother would want to try to save their child. Rather, says Rashbam, what's the pshad vatero so kitovu? Yitzchak? What did the Rashbam say? It says, tov doesn't mean handsome or comely, but... Gavi? Ari? Jacob? Eitan? You guys saw this. Alicia? He quotes the pasuk in Bereishis, Vayar Elokim es kol asher asa v'hinei tov mod. That God looked at the world and saw that it was complete. That there was nothing missing. So she looks at this child who was born prematurely, or if you prefer, prematurely, and was shocked to see that this child was fully healthy. Bisa'arosav, bitzipornav. So vatero so kitovu, she saw that he was healthy, and therefore wasn't a nafel, because I presume that in that generation, a child born 3 months premature would have very, very little child chance of survival. And thus explains the Rashbam, Kitov means not in the moral sense, and also not in the aesthetic sense, but in the health sense, Kitovu, and therefore it made sense to try to keep him alive, because he wasn't going to just die in a matter of moments. And then the Rashbam says, well, what did she do exactly after the 3 months elapsed and the Egyptians were going to come and check? So he has two suggestions. Either she told them that the child had been born a nafil, in other words, was not a viable child, or that the child had already been taken by the Egyptians and cast into the Yaor, into the Nile. So the Ramban, similar to the Rashbam, begins with this premise, and he says, of course, every mother would have compassion on a child, so it can't be Vatero so kitovu, and therefore Vatitzpenehu. But what did the Ramban say that was different than the Rashbam? Who got to the Ramban? Eitan, go ahead. What's that? Well, that she saw, he uses the expression of tov mechudash, that there was something remarkable about him. There was something almost metaphysical, supernatural. And that this child was ra'oi, David, for a miracle to occur. So she saw him and had some intuition. And again, the Ramban says this is really the pshat in the Medrash, which says that the house filled with light, but that she had some instinct that this child was different, that this child was destined to survive somehow. That this is not the same as prophecy. This is instinct or intuition. And therefore, she needs to find a way to save the child. When she can no longer hide him, she had this idea about putting him in the Yaor. But that she had this maternal instinct. Vatera oso kitovu, Gavi, means that there was an instinctive, visceral intuitive, non-rational response on Yocheved's part. Now, you could say maybe every mother has an instinct that their child is going to survive, but the Ramban would disagree. The Ramban would say that there was something different and distinct. So the Rashbam and the Ramban start in similar places, but the Rashbam has a much more rational explanation. In other words, she looked at him and saw that the child was fully healthy and therefore viable, and then therefore she should exert every effort, of course, to try to save the child. For the Ramban, it was less physical, it was more metaphysical. It was less rational and more instinctive. She had a sense that this child was different, that he had a destiny. And that destiny, of course, would eventually play itself out in terms of saving the Jewish people. Now, the Chizkuni, you might use the Chizkuni to explain. The Ramban doesn't go in this direction, but the Chizkuni could be complementary to the Ramban. Because what did the Chizkuni say, Elisha?
That he was born already circumcised.
Exactly. Nolad Mahul. That he was born circumcised. Thus, explains the Chizkuni, our minhag, to say at a bris milah, Hodu Lashem, Ki Tov, Ki Le'olam Chasdo, comes in this pasuk, Vatero So, Ki Tov. So the idea, according to the Chizkuni, is you saw that this was special. This child was born circumcised. That's a very, very rare case. I was discussing this with a good friend of mine who's a urologist who couldn't even tell me how common this is. Says it is exceedingly rare. You know Dr. Lipsky, Mikey Lipsky? Oh. He lives in our neighborhood. He's a friend of mine. He played third base. I was center field in high school. He's a urologist. So I asked him, how common is it for a child to be nolad mahul? He says, never heard of it. He would know, to his feel. So, point is, the Chizkuni thinks that she looked at this and she saw and she recognized that this was not just some kind of an anatomical or physiological anomaly, but perhaps some kind of an indicator that this child was destined for something special. And so I'd like to suggest that the Chizkuni could be complementary to the Ramban in that sense. Well, the Rashbam was more talking about, again, the physical well-being of the child. Because, again, the Rashbam says the fact that the child was so healthy, which itself was remarkable indeed, right, led her to the conclusion that it would be, of course, worthwhile to try to save this child, as any mother would. But had normally a child born so premature, a full trimester premature, would not have been viable in their day and age, right? As a general rule, for every week the child is born early today, as a general rule, the child will have to spend an extra week in the neonatal intensive care unit, the NICU. And they didn't have that, of course, way back when. Ari.
I think it may be more like the Rashbam. Both like physical symptoms.
Go. What do you like about the Rashbam's approach in particular?
I mean, he said that she looked at him like he was premature and he was fully healthy.
Right.
So, but they're both physical senses of how she looks at him.
Oh, yeah. It's very physical. Right. This is methodologically a great example because the Rashbam is saying something very rational, as you'd expect, whereas Rashi is saying something midrashic. Well, I was going to say, Chizkuni is more like the Ramban, but Nolad Mahul doesn't have to do with his overall health. When a child is born with an Orla, it's not that the child isn't healthy. So again, the fact that the child was born Mahul seems to be a reflection of the spiritual capacity of the child as opposed to physical capacity. Yudit, does that make sense?
For the Rashbam,
one of two things. I appreciate you're asking about that because I wanted to delve into that a little bit further. So she was going to be confronted by the Egyptian secret police. They were extremely pervasive, ubiquitous. They were all over. They knew when each woman was pregnant. So she was going to have to say something to them. And the Rashbam says she said one of two things to them. Either they already took him, or that the child was not viable. The child was born early and died. Now, who can give me two reasons that the latter approach makes more sense? Avishai, why would it be more logical for her to say the child did not survive than to say that they already took him? Two reasons. Outstanding, number one. There should be records. If they're that organized to be able to keep track of all these pregnancies, then surely they've, you know, done their homework on that. That's excellent, number one. But there's another reason that I think it would make more sense for her to say that the child was premature than to say that the child had already been killed. What would the reason be? And this would have to do with Elisha?
Because we know he was born early.
To sharpen it. Eitan?
She's like,
it's like only like a white line. She's not lying as much. Yehuda? David? There's a problem. Yeah, Avishai? Right, right. So just sharpen it a little bit. Bernhold?
And if it was premature, it probably wouldn't die.
But just...
If they, like, knew when she was pregnant and not give birth, then, like, they wouldn't have believed her for the first thing. If the baby was born on time, then...
No, you're saying the right thing. Just finish it off. You're exactly right. Just take it home. If she just gave birth, what should... What?
Then the baby would have died. No, then it wouldn't have checked. Cause
if the baby gave birth, then it wouldn't be premature. No, because, sorry, if she gave birth, if the baby was born after the 3 months, then it would have been regular time, then it wouldn't be... And then it wouldn't be premature. But if he was hiding for 3 months...
Describe?
If he was born on time, then the midget wouldn't have come any earlier.
What should she look like?
Look like she just gave her
weak.
New mother, weak.
Your woman looks very different 3 months after childbirth than she does if she just gave birth. So if she really gave birth 3 months before, she would look like she gave birth 3 months before. So the better excuse is to say, it was a premature baby, the baby didn't survive. Well, what's that? There's a part of that that's true.
Obviously, it makes sense.
Well, obviously, she needs to change less, right? But the point, I agree with what Avishai said. They would know, presumably. So this is a very fascinating line in the Rashbam. I'm not entirely sure why the Rashbam even thinks it's possible that she could have told them that the other Mitzrayim already came and took the child, but those are the two suggestions that he makes. So again, just to review, Rashi says, Nismah Labai is Kula Ora, the house filled with light. Rashbam says it was clear that the child that was going to survive was a healthy and viable child. Ramban says there's almost a maternal instinct that this child was different. There was some metaphysical indication that the child was Ra'oi Lanes. The Chizkuni may be complimentary with this because he was born circumcised. So one can detect the spirituality of this child, so to speak. The Chizkuni says that's the basis of the Minag. Hodu la Nike Tov, Kilam Chasto. Okay, very good. Eitan.
So if the Mitzvah were like keeping track of let's say, when someone was giving birth, so wouldn't that seem kind of like a not so great system? Because like any woman could give birth, like, forget about 3 months, but anyone could give birth 3 days before.
Yeah, they wouldn't come. They wouldn't come like on the due date. They'd come, you know, that month.
Right, but wouldn't it also like if a woman first, let's say, starts showing that she's pregnant, how hard is it? They start showing, I guess.
Well, usually about three months. I mean, you know, there's Chazal say 3 months. You know, in practice, sometimes it takes a little bit longer than that for a woman to start showing a pregnancy.
So, but like, if we're saying 3 months, then all these dates are like kind of like very blurry to be able to like say that was the exact date. This is like.
Then again, they're going around the general vicinity of the ninth month. I mean, it makes sense to do.
But even so, but someone could give birth to a healthy kid 2 weeks early, and then
they were going to. That's what I keep on saying. They were going.
2 weeks before?
Yeah, they were going, let's say, the last month. Yeah. Describe.
What process does Rashi base his answer on?
My observation about Rashi, which Eitan Barinholtz concurred with, much to my delight and mirth, was that Vayar Elokim Esaor Ki Tov, that light is associated with those words. So Nismale Habayis Kula Ora. Mr. Play? Okay. So again, just to make sure that everybody's got it. Rashi again. According to the Ramban, the Tzvaracha, Nolad Mahol, which is the basis of our minhag, of saying Hodu Lashem, Kito, to the Olam Kasto. The Rashbam notes, Mitzvah came in check. At the ninth month, as opposed to at the sixth month, we thought this was Eitan's excellent point. Es or keto. Questions? Okay, see everybody tomorrow.